So yesterday we talked about that petty dude, as we talked about, that didn't like his wife's grocery list because she didn't spell check it, so he just didn't get the coconut milk they needed, and that ruined the recipe. And
coconut
blah,
milk.
Blah, blah. Yeah, she wrote Mlick, and he just said, I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. Real butt whatever. Move.
Well, this is a text issue that became a real problem. A woman had texted a friend, and I don't know what had gone on in their conversation. She was awaiting surgery to both hips, the woman was, back in February of 2023.
Placement or something?
Fun.
Yeah, she was going to do it. Both were going to get operated on, and the right hip was going to be replaced. So it was a struggle to walk and climb stairs at that time. And she meant to text her friend. They obviously had a nice relationship. I think I just bleep myself. As in, took a dump in her pants.
Like
kind
what
of stuff.
Kelly's doing right now on her
yeah.
way home.
Yeah, more than likely.
But the swear word. But the text auto-corrected to say, I think I just shot myself.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That's different.
That's a lot different. Very, very different.
The friend texted her back, didn't get a response right away, and panicked, and dialed 911.
Understandable.
Police responded to the woman's home, banged on the door. The woman, through the speaker on her Ring doorbell, told the police she did not need help, and the call resulted from a misunderstood text. The police, however, insisted upon seeing her.
Yeah.
She said it was difficult for her to make it to the door and asked them to leave.
Oh, no.
Now, they interpreted that, no doubt, as she has shot herself.
Yeah, she's bleeding out or something. Yeah, that's
yes. But they didn't break the door down. They put a sticker over the camera on the doorbell. The lawsuit says. 2 hours went by, and the woman, since she couldn't see with the doorbell, cracked open the door to see whether the police had left. They grabbed her and dragged her outside, put her in restraints, and smashed her face into the front door.
What?
According to the lawsuit.
Well, that doesn't seem like the response I would have anticipated.
Mm-mm. Now, the township where they lived said, well, that's not exactly something we can comment on because of litigation. But they said they look forward to responding to the allegations at an appropriate time. This is in Lehigh Valley. In Pennsylvania. The woman, the lawsuit says she didn't have a coat on. The police wouldn't let her back inside unless she allowed the police in too. Police then found her legally owned gun in the home. After staying with her in the home for 2 hours, police took her to the Lehigh Valley Hospital. And she was held at the hospital for 11 hours until she was released without restrictions. The lawsuit says she was illegally detained by the police for 13 hours and that she suffered pain and continues to suffer distress because of this. I don't know about the lawsuit, but I do know that this all started with just a simple, you thought it was a bad day when you thought you might have crapped your own pants.
Yeah, did anyone just check her pants?
Yeah.
Probably could have been resolved easily.
You know,
that
I
and
mean,
then just looking at her and seeing if she had actually shot herself.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know how she communicates with people or whatever, but I would think that if a simple typo is like that and then they get into your home in some manner and then they realize you have it. It's that we got a report that you shot yourself. And then she went, no, I bleep myself.
Yes.
Embarrassing,
oh my God, this is doubly embarrassing. No, I didn't mean to say that I shot myself. I didn't shoot myself. You can tell I didn't shoot myself. I can't move because my hips are screwed up.
It does seem like this could have been avoided and maybe she didn't explain herself well. How did 2 hours pass while they're waiting outside? There was no communication during all that time?
Yeah, I mean,
there's some holes in this story somewhere.
That whole we covered up the doorbell cam thing, everything
and then
about
snatched her when she opened the door. I don't know if I.
This is
all
weird, man.
I have no evidence about anything, but that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we never have evidence. It has never stopped us from formulating
opinions.
No,
that's the best time to have an opinion is when you don't actually know anything.
Yeah.
So
sometimes you don't need it.
So
like when they say a man was arrested for allegedly exposing himself in public, but then you see the video of him exposing himself in public.
Mm-hmm.
There's no allegedly. They're just
like
saying
you have to say
that because he hasn't been convicted. But
okay, so if you have to pick a side, let's make it like a civil case.
Yeah.
So it doesn't need to be overwhelming. It could be 51% to 49%. Who's the one that is going to be found, so to speak, guilty? Will she get paid or not paid? Is it the police's fault, or is she somehow being a problem here? Steve.
I think she's going to get paid.
You think so?
I think everyone is in the wrong in some regard.
So you're like 51-49, she's getting paid. Hot Wings.
Yeah, maybe 50 and a half to 49 and a half.
If you didn't shoot yourself, and you didn't shoot anyone else, and you didn't do anything, and you get dragged out and have your face slammed on the ground and then taken to a hospital for a mental evaluation for 11 hours, I suspect you're going to get a payday.
It
I mean, unless
like
she
it.
Opened the door with a gun in her hand. You know, I understand, like, there are certain situations where, you know, snap decisions I get, you know, like if you're a police officer, you got to just assume that that person's a lunatic, even if they're not.
Yeah.
So I get that, but I mean, I have a hard time believing that she's
pick
not
a side.
Getting a
who's,
bit
who's,
of dough.
Is she getting paid or did the police do the right thing from what we know?
She's getting paid.
Yeah. It does seem like it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to hear more about this as time goes on.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to see some body cam footage of this deal.
It sounds like a fiasco. That's definitely what it sounds like.
Mm. The moral of the story is don't ever text. Actually, just don't have friends.
Well, don't text
if you
someone
don't have any
and
friends.
You
wouldn't have anyone to text, and then you can't send the wrong text. So be a shut in.
I'd hate to have one of my friends poop in their own pants and not tell me because they were afraid they'd say that they shot themselves. Instead of what they meant. I would hate to not know that important information, though.
I'm going to make a pact to you guys right now that if I do ever poo my pants, I'm not going to text you about
it. I'm not telling you guys that either.
I'll tell you about it on the radio because show code.
I will text but you, but not in text
form. You don't
form.
Need breaking news.
I'm going to send a photo so you'll know exactly what happened.
Nope, I don't want to look like you melted a Snickers in your pants.
You can't typo a photo.
Did you think I bled chocolate? Is that what you thought when you called the cops?